darkness, everybody, dark. Everyone, darkness is spreading. Darkness, everybody, dark. Everyone.
Darkness!
Yes.
Darkness is back.
How you doing, my friend?
I'm well. How's your darkness hole?
I'm all right. Well, I'm all right. I don't know about my darkness holes, but I'm okay.
Uh-oh. Are you Snapchatting your darkness holes again?
No, my darkness holes are nowhere near my camera.
Or should I say your darkness holes, if you know what I mean.
Wah, wah, wah. Shut the fuck up.
Welcome again, everyone, to the Darkness Show.
Yes.
I'm your host, Chicago John, and I'm here with my good friend, Cody.
Yes, yes, I'm here.
We're here to bring you all the good news and movies, entertainment, craziness, stupidness, darknesses of all the darker places of the universe.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah, so today we got a great, fun-filled show for you all. You know, we got the holiday seasons,
mm-hmm.
So I think CJ and Cody, we actually got ways to help you go to church without going to church. So we got some movies in mind.
Yes, we do. That is true.
Yeah,
I have some interesting picks too.
Oh, really?
Probably a little bit off the wall, if you will.
Really? Okay. Hey, whatever can save our Sundays to make it a fun day.
Yeah.
So, you know, we also got some Cody news, so you know, Cody, we got some stuff to talk about, and we also have questions on answers and comments from you guys, you people.
Yes, we do.
So, the one thing too, I like to tell everybody that Wayne is safe. He took over a building. He did some kind of terrorist act because of Mad Max came out.
God, so don't,
I don't know why.
Man, don't even play.
Don't even play.
Oh, this shit's happening today. Come on. Damn. Yeah, I expect something like that from Wayne or P1. But you, CJ? Come on, man.
Too soon?
Way too fucking soon.
How many people died in that thing?
132 children.
No, they didn't. Yeah. No, really? Oh, man. Oh, yeah, edit that out.
God damn.
Edit that out. So 132 people died, huh?
32 children, yes.
Children? Oh, yeah. My Lord. Oh, just in Sydney. This year.
I'm talking about the Pakistani attack.
The one in Sydney, right?
Was it Sydney?
No, Sydney had a hostage situation.
Oh, no. I forgot about that. Yeah, no, I'm not even talking about that.
Oh, okay. Oh, thank goodness.
No.
If it was in Pakistan, I don't know.
The hostage situation, I haven't read up completely on that.
Oh, my goodness. I thought I had to care about somewhere outside of Pakistan. You know you don't care about the brown people.
Jeez. Shut the fuck up. Don't even play.
Oh, man. I thought you were talking about that. We were on the same page here.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
Cafe Siege of Sydney. No, I didn't even talk about Red Elf on that. No, so.
Yeah, I thought it ended, not peacefully, but I thought it ended okay. Like, I don't know if anybody died.
Yeah, the gunman died, but I don't think any hostages got killed, so.
No, okay, cool. Cool, man. I don't know what they thought they would get taking some Australian people hostage.
They did die. My fault, damn.
At the Australian one?
Yeah.
God damn, man. You're making Fox News look more credible than us right now.
Can't get my fucking facts straight, but just keep my mouth shut.
Oh, I think five people, no, 100, a billion people died. The whole island died. The planet died.
No, terrible news, though. Terrible news, but let's not dwell on that.
Okay.
Yes.
I know it is a holiday.
Food, it is the Christmas season.
Yeah,
time for cheers and being around family and loved ones and all that good shit and drinking and being merry.
Yeah, and then we got some bullshit coming around this Christmas season in several days. Some people seeing the movie now. Some people already seen it.
Oh, that is right, man. It is on the horizon, my friend.
Yeah. And I got to make a day to go see it on Thursday. God damn.
I'm ready, man. I'm ready.
I'm glad you are, man. I'm not ready for this.
Not ready. I don't know.
My life is too precious. I think I'm going to go over to Pakistan and okay, and help out in relief packages for those people who over there. See, Cody, my heart is in a good place.
Hard coming bullshit is what it is.
Oh man, but Cody, like, how's your week been?
Oh, it's been chill, man. It's been chill. I'm on a bit of a detox right now because I kind of drank heavily over this past weekend. Yeah, I went over to my buddy's house. I try to head out to his house like once a month. He lives about an hour and a half away from me. But
Yeah,
man, my good friend from all the way back in high school, well, shit, before high school. You know him for the last 12 years, man. But yeah, him and like best buds. We always do these little beer bottle shares, if you will. So yeah, man, good times, good times. And once I left, my other buddy called me up to go drink afterwards. I was like, shit, I kind of wanted to go straight home, but I hadn't seen him in a while either. So I was like, fuck it, I'll just go hang out with him too. So yeah, kind of didn't stop. So, and that's why I'm not detoxing until this Saturday.
And detoxing, that should just mean you bullshitting.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, you know you're not going to be doing any kind of detox.
CJ, come on, I'm not that alcoholic.
Whatever, man. Whatever. Yeah, you getting the shakes right now? Just thinking about that.
Come on now. Come on now. I ain't that bad.
You wake up sipping every day in the morning, sipping in the evening, sipping that stuff at time. Just accept your fate. Your fate as an alcoholic.
Hey, okay. I'm an alcoholic to an extent, all right?
Just because you haven't raised your hand to no women in the hallways, I don't mean you're not an alcoholic. I know the signs, man. I know. You know, you need to go to one of those Alcohol Anonymous.
Oh, fuck you, man. I haven't even been blackout drunk, and I don't even know how long.
Oh,
so
okay.
Yeah. So fuck you, right?
Shoot, I've been to some anonymous places too.
Oh, I'm sure you have. Yeah, kind of anonymous holes and shit.
Oh yeah.
How you think Gloriola happened?
Oh my god. Yeah, that's anonymous too, because they ain't mine. They still looking for that daddy for that one. There ain't no nobody. That it really is. You got a guy. Some people with Guy Fox masks trying to figure out who that daddy. God damn. Oh man. Oh, baby picture on 4chan or something like that. Anonymous trying to help find it. We will not forgive. We will not forget. You will pay child support, nigga.
Yeah, where's the Debbie Dad relief fund? Where's that at?
See, that Debbie Dad fund is coming when as soon as that comes, I'm heading straight to Australia.
It's gonna start holding up places just to be part of the crew.
Yeah, but, like, yeah.
I don't even have a purpose.
I'm gonna take a hostage and just take over a building over there in Australia. I want the DNA of this child removed from the records.
Oh man.
But now, man, I guess a lot of stuff been pretty much happening these past few weeks.
Did you do anything special over the weekend?
No, man. You know this is holiday season, and I work retail, so you know there's nothing. Like, we're working 9 to 9 back to back shifts, dealing with stupid people, don't know what they're buying, trying to tell them what to buy and having them not want to buy. Oh yeah, so no.
That goes.
The only thing that's been giving me some hope is I've been listening to a podcast called Serial.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's what you told me about the other week.
Yeah, yeah, it's about the end of this Thursday, so it got really good, and we'll find out. Well, we may find out if the kid is a killer or is he not a killer. I think that little black ass killer, but you know, it's all good.
Damn,
I'm just saying.
You can't just be an ass. Can't be a black ass.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. He is Middle Eastern. So I don't know what.
What?
Brown ass. Yeah, he is.
The fucking get this black ass from?
Well, he's still black. I mean, somebody could call him black, yeah. At some point.
Shit,
I think everybody could be a black ass.
Yeah, your world.
Even Z. Deep black ass better stay with my lady. Don't worry, he won't want her when she turns.
He got a black foot up his ass. He
don't quit. But no, man, really just haven't really been doing anything besides just, playing Smash Brothers.
Oh, okay, right on. Yeah, that game's badass. I'm trying to catch my video games too, man, and watch these goddamn movies at the same time since I have some more free time now. Semester's over. So yeah, man, playing Dragon Age right now, and fuck, man, that game, I think it's a bit too goddamn big.
Yeah, they make those games so big, it's like, what are you gonna do? You gonna just freaking live there? You gonna do a 9-to-5, go to work?
So many goddamn side missions, man. I'm trying to really, like, get balls deep into the story, man, but for some reason, man, I just keep getting caught up in these goddamn side missions. Like,
just wait to the day, man, when we got virtual reality, man, and then we actually slip our consciousness into those games.
Jesus Christ, that'll be the end of me. That's it.
Oh my goodness! But how is that Dragon Age game?
Oh, I like it a lot. Because I've been trying. I got so many games. Dude. I still got Assassin's Creed Unity to play. Should I put time into that? I got playing on GTA 5 on PS4. Shit, what, I'm missing something. No, I think that's about it. Yeah. But, yeah, I'm going to be playing those games like the end of fucking spring.
Yeah. I mean, the most I've been doing too, catching up on The Flash, caught up on that.
Oh, yeah, but you see that finale?
My God.
Tell me I wasn't badass.
That was, man, especially, you can see Reverse Flash.
Oh, my God. They handled him so well.
Beat up a handicapped man.
Didn't give a fuck.
he beat him up and out of a force field. They couldn't do anything about it.
Ah, that shit was awesome.
Yeah. I know Elijah Bell, he was talking about, some shows to watch. And I told him, like, yeah, you should go watch The Flash, too. And then I tried to be a little troll, and I even said, just ignore the incest. And everybody jumped my shit for saying that. These dudes, man, somebody got pissed off because I said all that. And he was writing like an article or stuff really? Like, hey, CJ, you need to, explain yourself about what you say mean by that. Do you know the definition? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, my goodness. I just put a LOL, y'all need Jesus. And then he's put like a paragraph and a half saying, well, CJ, you make Christians look bad when you say y'all need Jesus. I don't know what you mean by that. And I'm like, what the fuck? yeah, it was crazy. Yeah, I guess you really do need some Jesus. You need some Moses or something.
Jehovah, something, one of those motherfuckers, I don't know.
Yeah, but the Flash was just, this mid-season was awesome. The only thing that, is it's the CW. When they do that whole...
That love shit.
That love. Yep. Like, he ends up telling... Oh, man, I don't care. Nobody... Either you like The Flash or you're not watching it. So, he ends up telling the girl how he really feel about her, and then she kind of, like, stares at him.
Right.
So, she could even, like... I'm like, all right, well... Like, either she gonna say, like, oh, okay, well, that's weird. Okay, I'm glad you're telling me this. Because, like, why she paused, like, she felt the same way.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it was just initial shock.
Because it's incest, that's why.
Like, damn, my brother wants to fuck me? What the?
I mean, they lived in that house for a long time. Now, I did feel sorry for Barry, because I almost teared up, too. You know, he was crying.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
that was a good little scene right there.
Yeah, he sees a man that, like, murders his wife, his mother, and why his dad's in jail, and why he was forced to live with the girl that he had a crush with, now, after seeing it in that perspective, I kind of really felt bad for him. So, who knows, Barry, hopefully you ain't gonna kick his ass. He got his ass whooped too bad, too much.
He wiped his the floor with his ass, dude. He ain't even close.
And then we got that new superhero too. What's his name?
He's not really a superhero. He's more of a
what?
He's not really anti-hero either. He's more of a full fledged villain. I don't know why he helps him out in the end. That was kind of
a villain.
Kind of Firestorm, the fire guy.
I didn't know Firestorm was a villain.
Or am I just saying shit?
I think you're just saying shit.
I might be. I don't know. I don't know a whole lot of Firestorm, to be honest with you.
Well, every time I saw him on a Justice League or Teen Titans or something, he wasn't a bad guy.
Yeah, you're right. I'm fucking with you.
Okay, I'm about to say, I'm like, what? Yeah, so they got Firestorm on there. There's some theory speculating out there that saying that the Flash whole crew is going to turn evil, you know, one by one.
Yeah, that's what I heard too. That wouldn't shock me. So
that'd be kind of messed up, you know, this team that brought them together and stuff, and all of a sudden they just turn on them.
Yeah, that'd be nice. And hopefully the first motherfucker they kill is Cisco. Get his ass off the show.
Oh my god, yeah, Cisco. What are you, a Native American or something?
He could be.
He could be. I don't know. Sam, we keep him alive for you. He is a Native American. He got to name everything. You know, run with bears or something. I don't know.
Oh, come on.
I'm just saying. He's naming all these villains. That's what those names do sometimes. Yeah. They just... After Arrow people. The Arrow. But anyway, people, yes, I wanted to bring up... I contacted Cody this week because a movie came out that kind of piqued my interest. Exodus.
Mm-hmm.
Christian Bale, King of the Batman, King of the Jews. That movie reminded me of a time where my mom, you know, on a weekend and stuff, she always wanted to rush out to church. So I'm like, what's the way that I can go to church with my mom and enjoy myself at the same time? And the only way to do that is to go to the movies and find a movie that's have a good movie church or a church movie.
Mm-hmm.
Something good enough for me to enjoy and something good enough so she can get her praise on. You know, we're not talking about any Christian Cameron, what's his name? James Cameron? No, not James Cameron. Kirk Cameron? Kirk Cobain?
Is it the fuck? I'm
just. He called shotgun on that one. No, Kirk Cameron, you know, nothing stupid bad like that. So I don't know what kind of movie you got in there, but, you know, I got something in here, too.
Okay, well, what you got, man? What you got?
Well, shoot. One of the first movies I was going to say is Black Nativity.
Oh, my.
No, it's terrible. It's a terrible piece of filth that you can laugh at. That's the one with Queen Latifah, I believe. If I remember right. No. That's not the one with Queen Latifah. Hold on, let me ask Mama Bear again. I got the name mixed up. Mama Bear!
No, Mama Bear
came here. What's the name of that movie with Queen Latifah? When she was a chorus. She was like a chorus director. The movie with Queen Latifah, she was a chorus director. She slapped the daughter because the daughter was getting crazy.
Oh, man.
You saw that movie.
Roughly.
We don't know nothing about that. Alright.
Let me just look this shit up real quick.
Alright, yeah, it's a movie with Queen Latifah. She was like a music director with her and Dolly Parton.
Oh, yeah. Oh, god damn. Who else was in there?
I don't know. That's it.
Oh, I guess that was it. Damn. We came out like, what, 3 years ago? Oh, Joyful Noise.
Joyful Noise.
There you go. That shit.
Joyful freaking noise. You know, it's a decent movie. It's not terrible.
I see, Jay. I never seen it, but I believe you.
Alright.
I'll try to believe you.
If Mama Cody wanna take you or you need to watch a movie with her.
Oh no.
You can get a Joyful Noise and you can slide through under the radar.
Yeah, I'll be joyful and stay the fuck away. Anyway.
And it works on 2 points too. If you have say for instance, you got a white family, you can actually watch it. If you're a white guy, they got a black girlfriend, or a black guy with a white girlfriend, and you want to bring the family together, watch A Joyful Noise.
Yeah, it's not one of those, like super black movies, right? Like fucking Black Nativity, like you said before. Right. It's not like one of those, right?
No.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, exactly, just two people trying to become the directors and, take care of the churches with their people. So, yeah. I mean, you can bring some country-ass country people and some ghetto-ass ghetto people and put them together.
There you go.
So, I will say, you know, with Joyful Noise came out 2012, if you want to watch that with your parents, you know, kind of get that church at the same time, get a movie, there you go.
That I don't know who the fuck would ever do that, but there you go.
I don't know either. I always got to think of good ways to get out of these things sometimes.
How about saying no? You ever tried that, CJ?
To the mom bear? I mean, I did, and I woke up in church.
Woke up bound and gagging in the church.
I didn't know how that happened. I thought, she said the Lord carried me off. I'm like, you carried me off.
The Lord really does work in mysterious ways.
Yeah. He really does.
What's your other one, man? You said you had two, right?
No, I only just really had one. I think that was the best, because after that, everything just started blending together with Tyler Perry movies and all that kind of stuff, and I was trying to keep that off the list. I guess if you want to have a good movie that can remind you of church, but not all the way to church, you can always bring up like one of those marriage movies, those black marriage movies.
Oh, God.
Came out in the 90s. Like, all of them. They were all the same. They all had the same sick black cat. I'm like, how did you find these black people?
In fact, they were so much the same, I can't remember the name of any of them.
We should call it Black Marriage the Movie.
There you go.
Why isn't there, like, scary movie version of that? of all the black movies.
Well, you know what? Nobody actually ever tried that. I'm kind of shocked, actually.
It's just like a black comedy, the movie. I don't know.
Of course, they'll probably fuck it up, but yeah.
No, but what you got?
You see, I am on the opposite end of the spectrum with that. I have religious movies that not necessarily make you want to go to church. These are movies that would make you want to stay the fuck away. Or it will scare you into going to church, possibly. Maybe. If you believe in that sort of thing. So I got one.
Okay.
First one. Well, I got two, actually. My first one, The Exorcist.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
This is you have a child, mm-hmm. and you want to raise him a certain way, and you think there's no other way to raise him but and to follow the footsteps toward heaven, God, and all that good shit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Take him to see this movie, and he will be scared shitless. He'll be scared so shitless that he will want to go to church. I think that's a possibility.
That is a excellent idea. Yeah. I mean, either the kid want to be, you know, he either want to go to church, or I mean, he want to be possessed,
right.
Or he's so scared, like you said.
Right, you can just indoctrinate him and saying like, hey, this is what absolutely will happen if you do not go to church. If he's young enough, he'll be scared shitless and be like, oh, God, no, no!
And if he's not scared, he'll just become like the other movie you probably have on your list, The Omen.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Yes. This is what I can be? Yes. I can push babysitters off the stairs and let them kill themselves?
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. See? Yeah. Best of both worlds right there. So, yeah, I think... it's a good possibility as far as a religious flick goes, but outside the box. But, yeah, there you go. That's one. My next one. Now, this could be a payback in a way. Let's just say you're in your teenage years, and you're kind of forced to go into church. You don't like it. Every time you go there, you're not listening to shit. You're not taking notes. You're up here drawing Batman comics and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying I ever did that. Anyway, but, yeah, the next flick... Remember Bill Maher's Religulous?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, go to see that with your parents or whatnot, and they can feel the pain that you feel when you go to church. You don't want to be there. You're just angry. You're just mad. You just want to get the fuck out. So now you can reverse the effect onto them. There you go.
Okay, yeah, Religulous. Either it would make you want to go to church more or understand not to go to church at all.
Hell no, I gotta make want to go to church more.
Because, you know, some people, they see that movie, and then they were like, you know what, that is blasphemy. That is against what I believe in. It makes me want to, you know, that should strengthen your faith more then.
Yeah, that's possible.
Yeah, having a movie like that, yeah, you can even say, I'm gonna go to church now. I mean, watching Bill Maher, you know, and then watching him go to those other churches. You know, I think one of those other churches that he may head to is a movie that I just thought about just now. And that would totally be Red State.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, now that movie would either would make you want to say, like, oh my goodness, I need to stop watching movies or stop going to church.
Let's stop doing both.
Stop doing anything. That's just to stay home.
Oh, man. Well, I applaud to Kevin Smith for trying to do something different, but,
Do you hear about the true ending of that movie, Red State?
True ending? No, I haven't.
So the true ending was, so if you guys don't know, Red State is about this fundamental church that's kind of built like the West Baptist Church people.
Mm-hmm.
And they kidnap a group of guys who they trick into thinking they're going to have sex with a woman. So they get there, they kidnap them, then they murder a lot of the friends because they said they were gay and they were sinful.
Mm-hmm.
So the way it ends is it just goes Waco. You know, there's the FDA to come, they shoot up, everybody dies, all the kids, and everybody dies, except one person. The true ending was when the FDA got there to try to save everybody, the apocalypse came, and the apocalypse came and took all the kids and took all the pastors and took them to heaven. And the demons and the angels came up and started tearing the souls of the FDA people.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, yeah, that's how the true ending was supposed to happen. The apocalypse happening and demons killing all the, I guess you would think, good guys.
Yeah. Okay. That's, I don't know what to think about that.
I don't think about that.
Yeah, maybe it would have worked. It was bullshit anyway, so, I mean, spice it up somehow.
Yeah. You probably would have had a war or something in the thing.
I had Johnny Depp hemming it up or some shit, yeah.
Yeah, so, all right, I got Red State, you had that other movie.
Mm-hmm.
I swear there's one more movie. They either make you want to go to church or just stop. You know, the Da Vinci Code.
Oh, Da Vinci Code. I got a feeling you're going to bring that up.
Yeah, the Da Vinci Code it made you want to travel. You know, like if you were stuck on one of those church trips.
It just makes me want to listen to more Hans Zimmer.
And look at look at Tom Hanks with that bootleg toupee.
Actually, they're making another one of those, I believe.
What? Yeah. Didn't they already make two?
Yeah, they're making a third one.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I believe that's in the works.
What's the secret this time?
Shit! Fuck if I know.
God. Okay, well, you know what, then stop. I just need to just go to church then instead of going to the movie, so this movie won't get made.
Do that. I think I'd rather watch those goddamn movies.
Okay. Yeah, they last about as long.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, I think somebody pretty sure they're shorter, actually.
I know, like, some of these churches last probably as long as the Hobbit.
Okay, it certainly feels like it. Well, the last time I went, it's been years, but yeah.
That's why I can complain about these things.
Oh, yeah, you still balls deep in it, man. That's right.
Just sitting in there watching this man talk and talk until some magical dragon come down and waiting to burn everybody. That's all I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for everybody to be on fire.
Golly. Just waiting for everybody to turn on fire, ignite, and also looking for your next victim for impregnate. Yeah, see this?
Oh my god.
That's how you roll, man. Jesus, you really are the devil.
Well, if you guys think, if there's any other church movie that can help get you guys going out of church to distract your parents, you know, you should let us know as well if we missed out on anything.
Yeah, please do. I'll be interested to see what they have to say about that.
Yeah. Or you need to tell us that we need to get some holy water in our lives anyway.
Right. Tell us we need Jesus and all that shit, yeah. Yeah, that's fine. I'm open to all of that. So, hey.
Well, but you know what? I don't know. Have you? And I got a video to bring up. I know you're the video guy.
Mm.
But I found a cute, funny video.
I haven't seen a video. I haven't done a video in a while. Okay.
Okay. Well, this video that I found, this guy redeems himself. You know, I thought that he was already done. I thought he was done performing, done making movies. Like, I gave up on this guy. This guy, I'm talking about Megatron.
Megatron?
Yeah.
The Megatron.
The Megatron. Yeah, Megatron. He's still acting.
The Decepticon Megatron.
Decepticon Megatron.
Okay.
He is acting. He's in Florida or California, one of the places they got the Universal Studios or Panama Studios.
Uh-huh.
And he's out there, you know, he really is like that homeless dude. He out there talking crazy stuff to people when they walking by trying to take pictures with him.
Because what, that bullshit hoodie had in the third movie?
you know, he need to have a hoodie with a sign saying, like, please feed me. Because he get pissed off, man. Don't try to take a picture with Megatron.
You know. He got the shaft in that last movie.
All right.
So, yeah, that's probably why he's mad.
Well, if y'all look up Megatron Speaks the Truth on YouTube, you see this girl.
Megatron Speaks the Truth.
Yeah, she tried to take this stuff, and I'm about to play it for you.
Okay.
Yeah, look for Megatron Speaks the Truth. So he kind of, I think he is homeless because he just goes off with this girl. I mean, I don't blame him. This girl trying to take a selfie in front of him. So nobody want to do any selfies, you know. So, here we go. Megatron Speaks the Truth.
Selfie!
You will not receive a selfie so long as you stand before
me. Hey, he looks mad as hell.
Ridiculous furred hoodie. When will you learn that your status updates mean zero to nothing to anyone ever? It doesn't matter which social network you posted on.
You're tweaking, my God.
Use your mind, create new memories, interact. Don't just add it to a library of forgotten photographs.
Okay.
Ugh, how disappointing your generation is.
Bye.
Dude is a basshead, man. Dude's all jittery and shit.
Oh, man.
Oh. Megatron's on crack. Okay, wow. Okay, this is a great development.
Yeah, he is on crack.
Where's this movie at?
I know.
He was probably new life in that Transformers franchise. There you go.
He was just like Christian Bale on the set. No. No, Michael. The bombs are too much for us. Oh.
We need to have Megatron outside Comic-Con like those religious zealots all the time. They say comic books are evil and shit. Have Megatron out there.
That would be amazing. I'm just dropping Megatron. Do you think that abortion is really that bad? You are damning these souls.
I'm telling you, that will get every motherfucker there to listen. That's what they need to do. People, Christians, if you're listening to this, there you go. No. Right there.
No. Oh, my God. Like, I'll change my ways, too. There's some big-ass robot yelling at me. Repent, you sinner. Repent your sinner yourself. Take yourself to the church. Like Megatron, just calm down. Calm down.
Oh, God, that would be amazing. That would be fucking amazing. Please make that happen. Oh, man.
And I believe we're having Skype issues.
Yeah. Will you go to the church having Megatron preach to you?
Hell yeah.
And the Bible says that he who finds the spark, all spark, will rule the earth. The triangle. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spark.
Tell you, man, that would be the way to do it. That would be the way to do it.
Oh, my God. I would totally go to that church all day, every day.
Are you not listening, boy?
Yeah, yeah. You're not listening. Goddamn. Jesus Christ.
What?
Can I get an amen? Stand up!
What? Okay, all right. Jesus, fuck, man. All right. Goddamn.
Oh, man, what do you think would be what villain do you think would make a good preacher?
Oh, what villain do I think would make a good preacher?
Yeah.
Huh. I gotta go with the Joker, man.
Oh, God.
Joker would be amazing.
I would have to watch that church service through my laptop. I would never go up there in person. You know you're the killer, everybody.
Yeah, exactly. Which is why it would be amazing.
Make sure everybody drink some of the holy water.
Walking in there, everybody smiling and shit, dead.
Yeah, I know, you take the communion and it's the communion poison.
It's that Joker Venom shit.
I mean, he would be a pretty good... Maybe Two-Face, he'll probably make a good preacher.
All right, he'll be on your ass, man. Yeah, he'd be cool in 1 minute. Next second, he'd be just like chastising you and shit. Yeah, I can see that.
I'm going to flip a coin. We either got to heads, we stay here for 12 hours. Tails, we all get to go home right now. I mean, that's a 50-50 chance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, boy. But man, enough of that silliness.
No more God stuff, man? Really? I was having so much fun with that.
Oh, God, not dead, I guess.
No, he's not dead. I remember that movie.
Oh, I saw that bull. But you know, Sony wish they had a God to pray to right now, because, I mean, what happened to P1? Did P1 change all his stuff?
Man.
I never heard what P1 take on this. Because I swear, like, I mean, they got people's social security numbers. They got people's credit cards. They got everything. Like, P1 houses on the... I bet, like, the North Koreans got P1 houses and everything. They know where he live. They got his email.
Yeah, well, last time I checked, P1 is still living in Long Beach. He hasn't run away just yet, so I'm assuming everything's okay for now.
He hasn't changed nothing?
Not to my knowledge, no. I mean, he could have, but...
His 401k could be missing, man.
Might be right. I don't know.
You're about to be... Yeah. They got all his info. They got all his email that he sent back and forth.
Yeah, they got everything. Yeah, I mean, everything. We got blood type. You know, next to Ken and all that shit.
I mean, some people think that what happened was it was South Korea. Was it South or North?
North.
Which one the bad one? Yeah, some people think it's North Korea. You know, it is a bad one. What I'm about to say, it's the okay one? The good one? The millions and billions of people that starve it over there? I'm pretty sure that's the bad one.
Fair enough.
But now, like, I'm pretty sure, you know, they said that it was the Kim Jong-un. He had his people hack Sony because they're making that the interview buoy.
Yep.
And then you got P1. I mean, I'm telling you, they're going to take him out.
Maybe they are just taking him out one by one. P1 might be last on the list, or no, he might be next. I don't know.
And then you got all these movies that got released because of it.
Right, yeah, you got all the dirt and these projects coming out that some make no fucking sense whatsoever.
Oh, you mean like, what was it, Ninja Turtles and Ghostbusters or something? Men in Black.
Yeah, Men in Black and, what, the 22 Jump Street?
Yeah.
Yeah, which I don't, maybe it could work if anybody can make it work, it's the Lord and Miller guys, but I just don't know. but you also have they added like a Ghostbusters spinoff that they wanted Chris Pratt and Channing Tatum in, which I would be for, but I don't know why they just don't make that instead of this female shit they got going on right now.
Well, with the Jennifer Lawrence and Melissa McCarthy,
yeah, which which I wouldn't have a problem with, but the talent behind it, I'm like,
The talent?
Yeah, some of the people on it, I mean, I'm not talking about the actors themselves.
Oh, even the writers.
Minus Melissa McCarthy, but yeah, I'm talking about the writers and production team.
Melissa McCarthy, she can be funny if she's not, you know, being like Kevin James.
Just worrying on play the whole, oh, look, I'm fat, laugh at me. Angle, I was like, I don't want to fucking see that.
That sounds so sad the way you say it. Like,
yeah, it is fucking sad.
I mean, I'm telling you, a lot of these things just came out to light. You know, the PlayStation stuff, too. I got to change my debit card because my PlayStation, I'm afraid my PlayStation is about to kill me.
How many times that PlayStation Network got hacked, so.
Hey, it did. Yeah, I remember the one time I did get hacked. And I called Sony. I said, hey, you know, I got hacked. So, you know, what should I, you know, you guys going to help me out to not get hacked again? And they said, oh, no. If you get hacked again and your account get compromised, you just gonna lose everything. I'm like, what? Like, why am I the victim?
Yeah. Yeah, fuck. Yeah, I remember one time out of the blue, I got a new debit card. I'm like, what the fuck? And then I figured out, oh, because that Sony shit happened. Like, it's like, yeah, so. Oh, Sony, man. I don't know how much longer they're going to last. I honestly don't.
I guess they'll last, like, okay, they'll be fine.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe. We'll see.
And then they're supposed to be they're supposed to be, what, be talking about getting a new Spider-Man or something like that, like the talking and rolling out for Spider-Man.
Sony, they have not a single fucking clue what they want to do with Spider-Man. They want to do a reboot. They want to do a reboot with Marvel. They want to continue the Amazing Spider-Man franchise with Marvel. They want to continue the Amazing Spider-Man franchise without Marvel. They want to get rid of Andrew Garfield. They don't want to get rid of Andrew Garfield. I don't know. So many stuff is on the table for them. So who knows? Who knows at this point?
You know, the funny thing is, it's funny how a company like DC, who track record is a hit or miss, and they can do something that Spider-Man franchise with Sony were trying to do. You know, they're doing the
Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad. That's pretty much a Sinister Six type movie, you know?
Basically, yeah.
I mean, basically, it is. But how come more people are hyped about a Sinister Six than they are More people are hyped about a Suicide Squad than they are Sinister Six.
Right.
You know, like, when people announce, saying, like, hey, they're going to make a Sinister Six movie, everybody's like, what the hell?
I mean, it's the talent involved, man. It's the talent involved. Yeah. I remember when they first fast-tracked that Suicide Squad movie, I was like, what? Why? What the fuck? And then they talked about David Ayer being on it. I was like, okay. And then they announced the cast. I'm like, oh, wow, okay, they're serious about this. Changed my whole tune. That would be the only way for me to change my tune about Sinister Six. So, I think they're afraid. I don't think they can do it at this point. I really don't think they can do it.
I showed Mama Bear, what's her name? Paula, what's her lady?
Who?
Waller.
Oh, Amanda Waller.
Amanda Waller, yeah, she was not happy with that.
I told you, man.
Well, I'll try to get the good one, like the Justice League photo, you know. I don't know which one that I got. I think I got some kind of weird. We need to do a Darkness episode of Batman Arkham or something.
Yeah, you get the Arkham one. That's not the one you get, man.
Yeah, that was a pretty bad one. She was not happy on that one. I thought it would be a compliment because, you know, she's a powerful woman and stuff like that.
Man.
You know, man, that's right.
Warned you.
Yeah, you did. She like, that looks...
She looks like a black kingpin with a flat top. What do you expect, yeah, to CJ?
I like the Amanda Waller that was in Justice League. I like that lady.
Yeah.
With that Maya Angelou voice, you know?
She did Maya.
I don't know what lady that was.
I think that was CC Pounder, CCH Pounder, I think that was her.
Yeah.
Maya Angelou.
That's what they should get. They should get like an evil big Maya Angelou to play Amanda Wallace.
dig her up.
Because I saw like an Arrow episode, and they had just some skinny black chick talking, and I'm like, who the fuck is this skinny black chick?
That's the new age Amanda Waller, the hot Amanda Waller.
Man, I like my Amanda Waller to be a big lady, big black lady. They should get Nail from Give Me a Break. I know you're too young about
it. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
You never heard of a show called Give Me a Break? It was a show called Give Me a Break by this... I don't know, was she a gospel singer or something like that?
I'm looking at pictures right now. okay. give me a break, alright.
Yeah. Like, that's just... That or Oprah.
Yeah, Oprah would be great, man. I don't think it's going to happen. But if they do manage to nab Oprah, I'd be badass. I never thought I'd say that about Oprah, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but it's funny, DC, they could do a suicide squad and people there. And that's how slowly she get the hint. Slowly she get the hint. Nobody care about what they want to do.
No, hell no. At this point, no.
They should get their money. You know, it's like gambling. If you're gambling and you went from like $5,000 to $1, mm-hmm. and now you can get $10 if you just stop now. You know, just do that. Just do that, because you ain't going to go back up.
No, man, at this point, dude, people are so down on their Spider-Man films at this point. There's no way they can go up. There's no way. There's no way Sinister Six would be a successful or an Amazing Spider-Man 3 if they choose to go that route. There's no fucking way.
So the important question is, do you think they should keep Andrew Garfield, or should they get rid of
him? Honestly, man, I actually liked his Spider-Man. No, his Peter Parker wasn't the best. I liked his Spider-Man. I actually liked his Spider-Man a lot. So that I'm going to miss that. It's unfortunate because I do think he could really shine in that role. But the shit they gave him was like, oh wow, this is what you're doing with Peter Parker. Okay, wow. Not the best material, but yeah, man, it's unfortunate. I don't think he got a fair shake, unfortunately. And
only if they nerd him up a little bit. Nerd him up a little bit more.
Yeah. Or just keep him in that goddamn Spider-Man outfit.
that too? Yeah, just that too.
Which I...
Well, if they keep him in an outfit, then there's no point in getting him.
I was about to say that. So, yeah, if it does indeed get turned over to Marvel, which at this point I think is a very strong possibility, I think this whole leaked shit, I think this is going to force Sony's hand. I think that's the inevitable conclusion from all this. See that. I think it's going to happen. I don't know if it's going to be soon. I don't know if it's going to be within the next month, within the next year. But I do believe that's what's going to happen. Oh, shit, dude. Guess what? They just finally cast Amanda Waller. Yeah, just wow. I'll just look at this shit up. Viola Davis.
Oh. Viola Davis.
Yeah, not bad. Yeah, I dig it.
I can find better.
I dig it. I was hoping for Oprah. But Viola Davis is cool. I can dig it.
I can find better. You know, but it's all good.
Before we get into more shit, man, did you listen to Wayne and Luke's podcast this past week?
Not worth the kick in the ass?
Kick in the ass.
I totally missed it.
Okay, well, I just got to address something real quick. There was a little segment on there where Wayne, he called me a hypocrite for giving Shredder shit. You're giving Shredder shit, but it professed my love for Dr. Doom, and he put them in the same goddamn light. He actually compared Shredder to Dr. Doom.
He said they were the same?
Yes, he said they are on the same level, basically. He's saying my passion and hate for what they're doing with Dr. Doom in that Fantastic Four movie, like he doesn't know how I can give Shredder a pass in those new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Ah, goddamn it! Shit. So Wayne, come on, man, you someone of Dr. Doom's ilk has no place. Near fucking Shredder. No place.
At least... okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
This dude, he has taken on not only the Fantastic Four, the X-Men, the Avengers, Spider-Man, fucking Galactus, all these dudes. He has so much personality. He's an arrogant motherfucker. He's intelligent. Not only is he skilled in tactical combat, strategical combat, he's also a hand-to-hand strategist. He's masterful in that. This dude has everything. Everything. He has so many great stories. What the fuck does Shredder have? Please. Somebody tell me. What does Shredder have? Enlighten me, people. Enlighten me. If you can find someone Shredder to enlighten my ass and change my tune, please go ahead and do so. Because I'm not fucking seeing it. I never have seen it. So please, people. Please. Know what you're going to say, CJ?
Yeah, I was going to say he did... for him to try to compare Dr. Doom to Shredder, I mean, one, at least, even if you didn't like this movie, Oroku Saki Shredder, he was a ninja guy, he had a Foot Clan, he had a suit.
Yep, cool suit.
A cool suit, yeah. Now, Dr. Doom, he's a blogger. He calls himself Dr. Doom because he's a blogger.
Yeah.
You know, and now, there are more things in common with Shredder that you can put with any other medium of Ninja Turtles that are out there.
Thank you. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah. You can line this up. This is like eating hamburgers, man. It's like if I had a burger at, I don't know, Dairy Queen or whatever, and McDonald's and Burger King, look, they're all fucking burgers. They may taste different, but it's still a fucking burger. What they did to Dr. Doom, they gave him a shit salad, and then they trying to compare it and saying like, oh, yeah, this is like that lobster that you had that last
week. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
I mean, I really, for you not to get it, Wayne, Jesus Christ.
Come on. Really? It's your fucking Shredder. Same breath as Dr. Doom. That's amazing. That is amazing.
That's what I'm saying. They at least made Shredder similar. I mean, I don't know. What were they missing, Wayne? You tell me what were they missing from the Shredder.
Yes. Where is this epic backstory? This built-up mythos of this legendary Shredder.
I kind of like not knowing too much about this Shredder. You barely even saw his face.
Yeah.
Hey, you didn't really see shit about it. You just knew that he was some crazy dude that liked to train and had his own ninjas. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why? I don't know. I don't really give a shit.
And he was a threat.
Yeah, he was a threat, yeah. So, golly.
Jesus Christ.
See, giving you shit about this.
I was like, for real?
I can't wait. I can't wait to listen.
I was like, all the things to give me shit about.
Oh, boy, how dare that hypocrite, those hypocrites on that show. liking Dr. Doom. It's the same thing.
Oh, good God, man.
It'd be different if Shredder was like, he was working at like Office Max, and he was pushed around intern, and the Turtles came and took April O'Neil from him. So he decides to like, he falls into a trash can that was a Shredder. So
some shit like that.
Some bullshit.
Oh man, I'm just amazed, dude. Doctor,
even
go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say even that terrible movie, that terrible other Fantastic Four movie. Mm-hmm. Was somewhat similar to Dr. Doom. I mean, he didn't have his own country, but... that's really me taking a... That's more in common than what he had with this keyboard warrior.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah, anything compared to that shit, yeah.
But what, he was a guy that was a corporate guy?
Yeah, this is a Norman Osborn clone.
Yeah. I mean, granted, they're never going to get anybody with their own fucking country again, I guess.
Right. So, Jesus, man. Dr. Doom, man, one of the most influential villains of all time. The motherfucker who made Darth Vader possible. I know, and now Wayne looks up to his ass, and you're going to compare him to fucking Shredder. My God. I have heard it all. Anyway, shit. Goddamn.
Glad you got that off your chest.
Yeah, I had to, man. I couldn't let that go. I cannot let that shit go. Bring that pass. Whew, okay. Anyway, well, shit. Almost hitting that hour mark. I guess it's time for some questions, unless you want to bring something else up, CJ.
Chris Jones,
let me pull this up. Okay. That's from last week's episode, Darkness episode 52. First question comes from Mac 2.0, Blue Hybrid. He says, CJ, are you drunk or high or any combination of the two? And why are you mentioning incest to the whole Cody Snapchat thing?
Wait, what?
He says, and why are you mentioning incest to the whole Cody Snapchat thing?
Because it is incest. We are a family. And family don't Snapchat with family.
Yeah, I don't understand that either. For it to be incest, one, you have to be fucking this other person. And two, uh-huh. You have to be related. None of that is going on at all. So,
one, you're fucking her with your pictures.
Fucking her with my pictures. Okay.
Yeah, you're sending your dick pics, and she's putting those dick pics inside of her.
How is that even possible?
You can fit a vagina, a phone in a vagina.
All righty then, CJ.
And every time she get a message, they go, vuh, 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 vuh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, that's it. So, and two, like I said, we're family. We're the darkness. The darkness family. So.
Yeah, I think you take that family shit a bit too literal.
I've been seeing incest ever since Game of Thrones. Like, there's been incest everywhere. People, y'all need to wake up. Wake up to this incest reality that we live in.
I think you need to wake the fuck up.
I'm woke. I'm so woke, I can't even go to sleep.
Yeah, you can't go to sleep. I think that's why you're becoming delirious.
It's incest everywhere, my friend. Everything Game of Thrones, man. There was some movies about it. There was, people didn't let it go. Like, I mean, you got it in even Frozen. It's everything.
I swear to God, I will never get into your thought process, man. So you analyze shit, I just do not understand it. And I probably never will. God damn, CJ. Difficult son of a bitch, you. Anyway.
Stay away from your sister.
What the fuck?
Cody.
Anyway. Cynthia has a response to that. She says, "You black bastard, CJ. Can you start paying attention to the questions and comments?"
What's she talking about?
I really don't know. What the hell did you do last week, man? I don't even remember. Did you say something? Were you, like, dozing off again?
I think she did, and I think as a joke, I act like I didn't know what she was talking about. Like, just like right now, I still don't really know what she's talking about, but I'm trying. I'm not even trolling. I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about? I don't know. What is she talking about?
I don't know.
All right, there we go. See, look at that. It's us. It's not me. It's you. Okay? Well, you know what? It's not you, it's me, okay? I'm sorry, Joe. What was her name?
Cynthia.
Oh, yeah, Cynthia. Yeah. Yes, I'll pay attention to that.
Pay attention to this one, that's for damn sure.
Sure, whatever that one is.
Good start. Good start. All right, and the last question comes from Miss Amethyst Chaos. She says, "So CJ, are you excited about Wayne's biopic Mad Max Fury Road? LOL.
Oh my God, Wayne is just blowing his nut. He's busting the nut over this, man. He is so happy. He's been waiting for this for life. Like, he was upset when the desert, a desert that has no water, no way for any other creatures and stuff to live on, a desert became a plant. It had plants, flowers, it had life living on it, and they had to stop production because of that. And he was down for that. He wanted to turn into a Captain Planet villain and destroy all that stuff.
Captain Planet villain.
He did. He hated the fact that it was like greenery in the desert because they couldn't film. Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, you know, we got this, what's his name? Mad Max movie coming out. And what, this supposed to take place a few years after Mad Max?
I don't know. I think it's one of those weird in-between things. I think it takes place after, what was it? Mad Max, Road Warrior, and before Thunderdome. I'm not too sure about that, but I think it's like one of those.
Well, that's fine. I mean, you know what? I kind of like the fact that, The same director is directing this movie, he's not trying to reboot it, he's just doing a continuation.
Right.
You know, like, what if more movies start doing continuation, like after every 10 or 20 years, they just make a new episode, or a new movie,
right,
with a new person.
Yeah, that'd be nice, instead of doing this reboot shit. Yeah, I'd be all for that.
I mean, shoot, these animes out there, some of these Japanese animes do that kind of stuff. They just make an episode. I mean, look, they already got this. They already got Dragon Ball Z, Battle of the Gods, and Battle of the Gods 2 coming out.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And that's up and over. Naruto's over there. They got the Naruto movies coming out. Naruto Glass. So we got more movies should do that. I'm down with that instead of reboot. Just think of a really good villain next that the main character have to fight, and there you go.
Yeah.
I've still never seen Mad Max.
That's pretty cool, man. I like Mad Max.
Yeah, I've only seen bits and pieces, like people yelling Thunderdome and all that stuff, and I really don't even know what it's about. You know what? I think I came to a realization when I was dreaming the other night that I'm afraid of apocalyptic movies.
Well, why is that?
It just scared the shit out of me, because like, you know, like it's an extreme version of camping. And you know how much I can't stand camping. So you hate what you don't understand.
I guess I could see that.
Yeah, like it's like extreme camping. You're eating people. There's nothing there. There's like everything destroyed, and there's nothing there. Like all buildings are crumbled. You got to keep walking. You're a wanderer. You got all this old relic stuff that reminds you of the past. So,
post-apocalyptic films. I find you kryptonite.
Yeah, I think so.
Have you seen this trailer yet, actually?
No, I have not.
When you get a chance, I think you should check it out. I thought it was pretty cool. A lot of shit blowing up, looks pretty insane. So, I'm looking forward to it.
I heard the sound was going together, like the sound and the music went together from the, with the trailer. It was like, you know, is that making sense?
They chose like some classical music piece for the trailer. It was pretty unique, pretty cool. I thought it fit well, pretty different. So I liked it.
Right.
So yeah, man. So, yeah, I guess that is it, man. That is it.
I guess that is it.
That is it for this week, my friend. That is it. That was Darkness episode 53, folks.
All right. Well, I guess next week is Christmas.
We record this. It'll be 2 days before Christmas.
Oh my gosh! So everybody, put down your Christmas wishes.
Oh yeah, get that Darkness Christmas edition. Ooh, that should be fun.
We can put some darkness in your stocking.
Yes.
Like we're filling it with nothingness.
Black void. There you go.
All right, people. Well, this has been another episode of The Darkness. Make sure you check out other shows on the site. We got the new Fired Up show.
Fired Up.
Fired Up. I don't know what's going on with Fire. I need to catch up with that.
Yeah, it's all pure Sandy, man. That's like the Mad Max of the podcast. I tell you that right now.
I mean, shit, they got something with Oscar the Grouch and stuff. I don't know what's going on.
They got all kinds of crazy characters on there.
Yeah, so Fired Up. Y'all need to check out Fired Up. Mm-hmm. Make sure you check out the movie spoiler review, and coming soon, I'm not going to promise the weekend or not, because depending on my schedule, but there's a Darkness review of The Hobbit coming up.
You're going to be at that review one way or another. That's happening. I don't give a fuck when we have to record that. You're going to be on that review. You're going to watch that movie, you're going to love it, and you're going to record the fuck out of that review.
I'm going to try to bootleg that movie so they can kick me out. I'm going to be like ghetto. I'm just going to be like the ghetto black person in that whole thing.
Walking with a GoPro.
Yeah, hell yeah. Walking with a GoPro. Some chicken and smacking my lip.
Be all loud and shit.
Shit, I'll even go get that baby that's supposed to be mine, and I'll bring it in the theater and let it cry.
Oh, man, y'all should totally see that together. That'd be nice. Yeah, film day at the movies, man.
By the time that movie over, that child grow up.
Right before your eyes. Damn, another 4 years down the drain.
I got to keep her away from Z. Like, no, Z, no. He said the darker the berry, not the younger the cherry. Oh, I'm sorry. Please. Well, people, I'm Chicago John.
Oh, Cody. Shit.
And we will catch you guys on the next The Darkness.
Later, you beautiful bastards. You fucking pervert, Z.
Oh, yeah.
Later.
She's not.
Darkness, everybody! Everyone! Darkness is spreading! Darkness, everybody!